The gist for myasthenia gravis, an ME/CFS long COVID mimic? As a child, Tracy had low endurance and was often sick in the mornings, but it wasn't until her mid-30s, following years of persistent widespread pain and inability to keep up energetically with others her age, and two serious car accidents, though, that she was diagnosed with fibromyalgia and then ME/CFS. At times, she had some odd experiences, intermittent choking when eating, or sometimes just taking a sip of water, tired eyes, severe fatigue after taking antibiotics, etc. In 2020, she began experiencing breathing difficulty, COVID was ruled out, and a new batch of symptoms showed up less than 2 weeks after getting the second in the series of two Pfizer vaccination shots. At dinner one night, she had trouble moving her tongue in her mouth. Problems with swallowing and chewing followed. Intermittent choking continued. Later would come late-day speech impairment, slurred speech, heavy and drooping eyelids, and worsened fatigue. It took some time, but she was ultimately diagnosed with myasthenia gravis, a rare autoimmune disease that inhibits signals from the nerves from activating the muscles. That brought up a question. Could she have had a milder case of myasthenia gravis, which suddenly erupted after the vaccine? Or did she have ME/CFS, and now she has ME/CFS and myasthenia gravis, or MG? MG often, but not always, first manifests itself as eye weakness, strained, blurred, or double vision. Other common manifestations include trouble chewing and swallowing food, frequent choking, slurred or nasal speech, difficulty raising the arms above your head, gait problems, shortness of breath, and feeling very tired. Because muscle weakness can impact the diaphragm, affecting one's ability to breathe, severe cases can require a home ventilator and can lead to what's known as a myasthenic crisis, resulting in a trip to the ER. The list of similar symptoms in MG and ME/CFS is a long one. MG, too, involves extreme fatigue, has flares that mimic ME flares or crashes, and poses difficulty with the mundane tasks of daily living, much like ME. People with MG can feel too weak to simply brush their teeth or comb their hair, have difficulty showering, have difficulty rising from their chair without pushing themselves up with their arms, experience tired eyes from reading, find it difficult to chop food or cook because their arms feel too heavy or their legs are too tired to stand. They are unable to grocery shop due to lack of endurance or having trouble, as Tracy reports, just breathing. Other MG symptoms that mimic ME/CFS are sometimes long COVID, including exercise intolerance. Intolerance of hot temperatures, heat is especially challenging, even hot showers can worsen MG. Bright lights, sunlight, and problems with alcohol. Like ME/CFS, MG is a snowflake disease. Every patient manifests differently. The various symptoms can occur in any constellation. Symptoms often fluctuate hour to hour, day to day, month to month, or year to year. Flares can arise from both known and unknown triggers, and symptoms can also go into complete remission for random periods of time with no known reason. Interestingly, the first-line drug for MG is mestinon, a drug that is now being used in ME/CFS, POTS, and Ehlers-Danlos syndrome as well. MG is listed as a differential diagnosis for ME/CFS, but it was assumed that Tracy's symptoms were all associated with her ME/CFS and FM. It was not until her problems with swallowing got so bad that her primary care physician told her to go to a neurologist and she got tested. One good thing about MG is that, unlike ME/CFS and FM, it has a clear diagnostic pathway and can be definitely diagnosed via a variety of tests. Because, unlike ME/CFS, the problem has been clearly identified in MG, despite the fact that it's a rare disease, many drugs have been approved for it and more appear to be on the way. As a consequence, some people with MG are able to lead near-normal lives. Having MG and not being diagnosed with it, on the other hand, can be dangerous because if untreated, it can lead to very serious hence the gravis in the name, consequences. While MG is an autoimmune disease typically treated by rheumatologists, it's actually diagnosed and treated by neurologists, and best, a neuromuscular neurologist, if you can find one.